I come to you. Let's stand. Let my heart be changed, renewed, flowing from the grace I found in you. Lord, I've come to know the weaknesses I see in me, where will be stripped away by the power of your love, and hold me close, let your love surround, hold me, and bring me near, draw me to your side, and as I wait, I'll rise up like the eagle, and I will soar with you. Your Spirit leads me on in the power of your love. Lord, unveil my eyes, let me see you face to face, the knowledge of your love as you live in me. And Lord, renew my mind as your will unfolds in my life, living every day by the power of your love, and hold me close, let your love surround, hold me, bring me near, draw me to your side. As, I wait, I'll rise up like the eagle, and I will soar with you. Your Spirit leads me on in the power of your love. Sing it again. Hold me close. And hold me close. Let your love surround, hold me, and bring me near. Draw me to your side. Up like the eagle, and I will soar with you. Your Spirit leads me on in the power of your love. Amen. I want to welcome you to the service this afternoon. Let's sing that song, Because He Lives, G. Aren't you thankful He lives? Amen. And because He lives, oh, I grace tomorrow, because He lives. All my fear is gone, because I know it again. And because He lives, oh, I can face tomorrow, because He lives. All my fear, it is gone. One more time. And because He lives, oh, I can face tomorrow, because He lives. Well, all my fear, it is gone. I know He holds the future, and my life, it is worth the living, just because He lives. Amen. We're going to just go to the Word. Lord, and a word of prayer. Brother Keith, if you want to just keep playing that song. I'm going to ask Brother Paris if he could come and open the service in a word of prayer. We want to remember our brother Joel Johnson. He's just got an unspoken prayer request. So we want to remember that. We want to remember our sister Angie Pruitt in prayer. And we want to continue to remember our sister Mary Smith. Of course, we want to continue to remember our sister Mary Ann Roy in prayer, with Brother Luther being gone from us now, and just that the Lord will continue to give her strength. We want to remember our sister Molly in prayer. We want to remember our brother, sister Fulcher. Brother Fulcher is going for surgery on Tuesday, so we want to remember him. We want to remember pastor and all the coffees that are away on vacation, a little time to get away, so we want to remember them in prayer. And there's quite a few other folks that are out here tonight. If you have an unspoken prayer request, just make it known to the Lord. Brother Paris, you can come.
Let's pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, I thank You for this beautiful evening that You've given us, Lord Father. I thank You for this day that You gave us to come into Your house and worship You and be glad in it, Lord Father. Lord, I thank You for everybody that is out here and who is streaming. And Lord, I pray that You touch our hearts tonight and the prayer requests that are here, especially Brother and Sister Foster, Lord Father. I ask You to touch them. Touch those precious souls, Lord Father. And I pray for our pastor and their family, Lord. Bless them for their souls, Lord. Lord, I pray for the minister tonight, that wherever You've laid on his heart, may he preach counselors who we saw. Lord, I ask you be with us tonight and throughout the week, Lord, as we go out in the world and do your service. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Sing that song, Keep on the Firing Line. You know that one, Brother Keith? Alright, I bet you do. If you're in the battle for the Lord and right, keep on the firing line. Well, if you win, my brother, surely you must fight. Keep on the firing line. We all must face. If we die of fighting, well, it is no disgrace. A coward in the service, he will find no place. So keep on the firing line. Amen. Oh, you must fight. Be brave against all evil. Never run, nor even lag behind. If you would win for God and the firing line. Well, God will only use the soldier he man trusts. Keep on the firing line. If you wear a crown, then bear the cross you must. Keep on the firing line. Life is but to labor for the master dear. Help to banish evil and to spread good cheer. Great, you'll be rewarded for your service here. So keep on the firing line. Amen. Oh, you must fight. Be brave against all evil. Never run, nor even lag behind. If you must win for God and the righteous, keep on the firing. Get to heaven, brother, we'll be glad. Amen. Keep on the firing line. Well, how we'll praise the Savior for the call we have. Keep on the firing line. When we see the souls that we have helped to win, leading them to Jesus from the paths of sin, with a shout of welcome, we will all march in. So keep on the firing line. Oh, you must fight against all evil. Never run, nor even lag behind. If you must win for God and the righteous, keep on the firing line. Let's sing that third verse again. When we get to heaven, brother, we'll be glad. Keep on the firing line. Well, how we'll praise the Savior for the call we had. Keep on, amen. When we see the the souls that we have helped to win, leading them to Jesus from the paths of sin. With a shout of welcome, we will all march in. So keep on the fire in line. We must fight against all evil. Never run nor even lag behind. If you must win for God and the right, just keep on the fire in line. Oh, you must fight. Be brave against all evil. Never run nor even lag behind. If you must win for God and the right, just keep on the fire and line. Amen. Turn and shake hands with your neighbors. Tell them welcome to church. And then you can have your seats. And we're going to sing that chorus one more time as the youth choir comes up. So come on up, youth choir. Oh, you must fight. Come on up. People never run, nor even lag behind. If you must win for God and the right, just keep on firing on. One more time. Oh, you must fight. Be brave. For God and the right, just keep on.
To age, he stands. I was just sitting there thinking, you know, I heard a lot of yesterday of to do about the royal choir singing at the royal wedding. The world has no idea what a royal choir is. The world has no idea what a royal wedding is. All the royal choirs in the world couldn't sound as beautiful in God's ears as that did right there. I want to do something this evening. I have never, ever done this song. I don't think I've ever even practiced it before. But there was something about that sermon this morning when Brother Chisholm got to talking about that old cat. And I got to thinking, you know, that's just like the old devil. He just comes in and everything that he touches, he just makes it unclean. Just ruins it. Well, I'm taking back everything that the devil stole from me. I'm taking back everything that the devil stole from me. I'm taking back everything that the devil stole from me. Taking back my song, my dance, my joy, my peace. I'm taking back everything that the devil stole from me. I'm taking it back. Everything that the devil stole from me, I'm taking it back. Everything that the devil stole from me, taking back my song, my dance, my joy, my peace. I'm taking back everything that the devil stole from me. Now one day old King David came home to his city called Ziklag. And while he was gone, the enemy came in and stole everything that he had. But you see, David, he encouraged in himself and he made up in his mind. He said, I'm on my way to the enemy's camp and I'm taking back what is mine. David said, I'm taking back everything that the devil stole from me. I'm taking it back. Everything that the devil stole from me. Taking back my song, my dance, my joy, my peace. I'm taking back everything that the devil stole from me. Well, we all know that Satan only comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And I must admit, there's been times when he's even taken away my joy. But I'm serving notice on the devil today. His kingdom is under attack. 'Cause I'm on my way to the devil's camp and I'm taking my property back. Devil, I'm taking back everything that the devil stole from me. I'm taking back everything that the devil stole from me. Taking back my song, my dance, my joy, my peace. I'm taking back everything that the devil stole from me. Well, we all know that Satan only steals, kills, and destroys. And I must admit, there's been times when he's even taken away my joy. But I'm serving notice on the devil today. His kingdom is under attack. And I'm on my way down to his camp and I'm taking my property back. Devil, I'm taking back everything that the devil stole from me. I'm taking back everything that the devil stole from me. Taking back my song, my dance, my joy, my peace. I'm taking back everything that the devil stole from me. Taking back my song, my dance, my joy, my peace. I'm taking back everything that the devil stole from me.
To come at this time. I don't know what else to say after those two songs, but that was awesome. I really enjoyed that. Amen. Brother Jeff, if you could ask a blessing on the offering. Amen. Let's sing that song, God is Good. all the time. Amen. All the time. Not just some of the time. He's good all the time. Amen. God is good all the time. It's a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good. My God is good all the time. Well, if you're walking through the valley, there are shadows all around. Well, do not fear. Oh, He will guide you. He will keep you safe and sound. Has promised to never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. And His word is good. God is good all the time. It's a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, light will shine. God is good. God is good all the time. Well, we were sinners, so unworthy, yet for us He chose to die. He filled us with His Holy Spirit so we could stand and testify. Amen. That His love is everlasting, and His mercies, they will never end. God is good all the time. He puts a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. The darkest night, His light will shine. God is good. My God is good all the time. We're going to sing that again as Brother Chisholm comes. God is good all the time. It's a song of praise in this heart.
Hallelujah. God is good, and He's good all the time. How many of you believe that? Amen. Truly, it's so good to be back in the presence of the Lord. You may be seated. It's so good to see everyone here. Amen. The pews and all the chairs are full up. You say, how can you say that? The Bible said angels are in camp about them that fear the Lord. So angels are here. Amen. Amen. We're just going to try this song. Amen. E-flat. Amen. How many can see the signs of the time that this old world is soon, amen, will be all over. It's drawing near, amen, and I just love the Lord, amen. Until then. It's so plain to see. Let's start back over. Maybe that slow line, just a little bit, maybe. Right key though. It's so plain to see. Time's getting shorter. Maybe I'm sorry. Keep the tempo like you had. I'm sorry. Well, y'all forgive me. Amen. It's so plain to see that time is drawing nearer. anyone can tell. This world just cannot stand. Oh Lord, oh, for the things God created in their beauty. Oh, it will soon be destroyed by mortal man. Oh, but God is gonna raise him up a nation who will delight in him and do his perfect will. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my friend. I feel the time is drawing nearer. Oh, when we shall see our Savior as he is. But until then, I'll keep living the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, I will. Oh, until then, I'll lead the lost sheep to the fold. Oh, yes, I will. Oh, I'll tell the world Jesus lives. He still saved, and he still healed, and you can still confide sweet refuge for your soul. Any day now, I'm gonna move to my new mansion that's custom built by Jesus Christ, the King of Kings. Oh Lord, oh, and when we gather around the throne, there will our Savior. Oh, then we'll sing a song that the angel just cannot sing. Hallelujah. But until then, I'll keep lifting the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, until then, I'll keep leading the lost sheep to the fold. I'll tell the world Jesus lives, he's still saved, and he's still healed. And you can still confide sweet refuge for your soul. Oh, and you can still confide sweet refuge for your soul. How many of you truly believe it? Oh, and you can still confide that sweet refuge for your soul. Hallelujah. Amen. let's try another song. Amen. Beautiful. Amen. Amen. Until then, I just keep singing, keep preaching, keep loving, keep forgiving until our Lord come and take us away. Amen. I'm amazed. Amen. I think it's in the key of D. I think that's it. No one knew how long I was feeling, and the emptiness I've tried so hard to hide. Yet I laughed and said, my life is fine without you. I was covering up the secret tears I cried. Then one day, someone told me of your mercy and the love that you show on Calvary. There you died and purchased my redemption. When you broke sin's power and set my spirit free, I'm amazed how you love me, Lord. Oh, I'm amazed how you care. Through your precious blood, I found pardon. Now my sins are washed, they're all washed away. Yes, it's true, there's been days, Lord, I failed you. Lord, you know the many times I've gone astray. But I've learned your love is stronger than my weakness. And your tear is open every time I pray. No one ever cared for me like you, Lord. No other friend could ever be this kind to me. Church, I'm not afraid to face the problems of tomorrow. Knowing you are everything that I need, I'm amazed. Why don't you just stay with us? How you love me, Lord. Oh, I'm amazed how you care. Through your precious blood, I found part. I take you up again. Oh, and my sins are washed, they're all washed away. Oh, my sins are washed away. I'm amazed how you love me, Lord. Oh, I'm amazed how you care. Through your precious blood, I found pardon. Church, now my sins are washed, they're all washed away. Oh, my sins are washed away. I'm amazed how you love me, Lord. Oh, I'm amazed how you care. Through your precious blood, I found pardon. Now my sins are washed, they all wash away. Oh, my sins are washed, they all wash away. Sins are washed, they all wash away. Oh, my sins are Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads, kind Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, such an honor to be here. Lord, we feel your presence here. So, Lord, when your presence is, there's liberty. God, we know we're looking for, we're expecting the supernatural. God, as you come, the angel of the Lord will come and break the bread of life to us, O God. Energize us, Lord. Give us strength, Father, as we approach the word of God. Father, just pray, God, that you take these dry lips of clay and you just move me completely out of the way. And God, may your sovereign grace come in our midst. And may your heart just burn as we walk from this place, O God. And we could truly say, did not the Lord have spoken to us again? This we ask in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. If you will, while you're standing, we just grab our Bibles. Amen. Just appreciate the Lord. Appreciate the young people. Appreciate the song worship. Amen. Just take a good song leader to just get this right atmosphere for the presence of the Lord. It means a lot. Amen. Amen. Exodus, the 19th chapter. Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. Exodus, the 19th chapter, and we begin to read from the 7th. Exodus 19 and 7. And we read down to verse 10. Then we have 1 Thessalonians 4. Then we go to Hebrews 13:8. We let you be seated. Amen. Let's just read this one scripture and we'll let you be seated. Would that be all right? 19 and 7. And Moses came and called the errors of the people and laid before their faces all the words which the Lord commanded him. And all the people answered together and said, all that the Lord has spoken, we will do. And Moses returned the word of the Lord unto the people. And the Lord said unto Moses, lo, I come unto thee in a thick cloud, that all the people may hear when I speak with thee, and believe thee forever. And Moses told the words of the people unto the Lord. And the Lord said unto Moses, go unto the people and sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes. Let's go down to verse 16. And it came to pass on the third day in the morning that there were thunder and lightning and a thick cloud upon the mountain, and the voice of the trumpet exceedingly loud, so that all the people that were in the camp tremble. And Moses brought forth the people out of the camp to meet with God. And they stood at the either part of the mountain. And Mount Sinai was altogether on smoke, because the Lord descended upon it in fire. And the smoke thereof ascended as the smoke of a furnace. And the people and the whole mountain quaked greatly. Let us just bow our heads. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, for the reading of your word, sanctified to our soul, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. While you're being seated, let's go to, amen, Thessalonians, amen, the 4th chapter. Thessalonians, the 4th chapter, amen. A very familiar scripture, Thessalonians 4 and 16, amen. And it reads, for the Lord himself shall descend. Not he might, but he shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive, revive, amen, and sanctified, amen, remain, believers. Amen. This not a lie, but remain in the truth. Amen. Shall be caught up together with them in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen. Hebrews 13:8. Hallelujah. Amen. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, hallelujah, and today, the same God that woke us up yesterday, Saturday, is the same God that woke us up this morning. The same God that did the miraculous in the days of Moses, the days of Paul, is the same God today and forever. Can the church say amen? Do you truly believe that? Oh my God, our God is an awesome God. He ruled and it reigned from heaven above. Amen. One more scripture and we're going to just get out of the way. Amen. I just want to introduce the speaker. Amen. Because I'm not the speaker. I'm just a spare tire. Amen. Just love the Lord. How many of you love him with all your heart? Let's look at Revelation 10. Oh, my. Very familiar scripture. Revelation 10. And I saw my Revelation 10 and 1. And I saw another mighty angel coming down from heaven, clothed with a cloud. And a rainbow. Rainbow signified a covenant. Oh, my. This angel was a covenant angel coming down with a cloud. And a rainbow was upon his head. And his face was as it were the sun. And his feet as pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little book open. Not a closed book. And he set his right foot upon the sea. And his left foot on the earth. And he cried with a loud voice. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. And when the lion roareth, and when he had cried, seven thunders utter their voices. You know, you don't have to be afraid of that word, the thunders. You know, sometimes you mention the word thunder, people look at you and said, oh my, he's going off into something. But if in the Bible, then I believe we could preach it. Amen. The thunder is nothing but the voice of God. Amen. So we found out in the Gospel of John, the 12th chapter, when verse 29, when Jesus, after he talked with the Greeks, amen, when they wanted to see him, amen, when Jesus got to himself and the Bible said that he got down and he prayed and he prayed to God. And when he prayed, God began to speak down to him. And those that were standing around was eyewitness, and they heard as it was thunder. And it was nothing but the voice of God. Amen. The prophet of God said, a loud clapping noise is the voice of God. I remember when I was a little boy, amen, amen, about 8, 9 years old, when bad storm used to come up, thunders and things on that nature. I remember sometime when it thundered, just, amen, all of us just shaking the house because we was afraid. And back in those days, nobody could talk. And my mom used to say, be quiet, be quiet. If you talk, mama, pap in the mouth and say, be quiet. I said, why, mom? She said, because God is speaking. God is speaking. Be quiet. I said, but mama, she said, be quiet. Hush up. Hush up. God is speaking. And I thank God today, God is speaking. And I think about as we look into the story, how that when Moses, amen, brought the children of Israel out of Egypt. Egypt is a type, like we said this morning, Egypt, glory to God. Egypt is a type of the world or an organization. That's right. And a lot of people come out of Egypt, but they brought Egypt with them. A lot of people come out of Egypt with hatred and malice and jealousy, and they come right over here thinking that they're going into the promised land. No, you can't go into the promised land with Egypt tagged onto you. There's got to be a death. There's got to be a burial. And there's got to be a resurrection. Amen. So we saw when Moses, God told Moses to bring the people out. What was the purpose that they had to come out of Egypt? Because they was up on a creeds and dogmas. How many remember when we had creeds and bylaws and all these different things that we had to pray to the Father and the Holy Father and the priests and all this stuff? Amen. But I thank God that we got a God that we can pray to, and God got an ear that he can hear. We don't have no mediator, amen, but the Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank God that our God is still the same And I love one thing about God and one thing about our Father, our God, our Creator, amen, our Almighty God. He knows at the beginning from the end. And God is omnipresent. He's omnipotent. There's nothing that can get by Him. He is so big. He is so large. And yet He could be so small and be into human heart. Oh, it's a mystery, amen. But I think about, amen, how that when God brought the children out of Egypt because they was up under bondage of taskmasters. Amen. And somebody said, well, I thank God we're not in Egypt no more. I thank God that we are not under taskmaster. But I want to tell you, may we not have a Pharaoh, but I'm going to tell you that old taskmaster is still around. It ain't nothing but the devil. If he could just hold you in bondage, but you need to say, I'm free. Whom the Son has set free, I'm free. You need to tell the devil, there is no more condemnation. Jesus Christ is here. He paid all the debt at Calvary. So devil, I don't know what you're talking about. When that devil tell me about my past, I said, I don't know what you're talking about. I said, matter of fact, that's in my old book. In my new book, amen, which is the Lamb Book of Life. Devil, yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. But when God had Moses to bring the children of Israel out of Egypt, and God began to tell Moses, now Moses, I want you to bring the children of Israel. I want you to bring them to this mountain. Moses began to look and say, okay, God, can you imagine God thundering to Moses? I wonder how Moses must have felt when the wind began to blow and his hair began to blow and his garment and God, the Almighty God, the all creator God. See, what God wanted to do, God wanted to fellowship with us. But the creeds and dogmas kept us away from God. Ever since when God drove Adam and Eve out of God, He made a blood covenant because He know one day I'll get back with my people. Though Satan deceived them, but it was all my plan. But I'm going to come back again. Oh, glory to God. And one thing about God, if He does it one time, then He's going to do it again. If God healed that man under that condition, under that criteria, God's going to do the same thing. If God healed that one for cancer, then my God is the same God. I'm happy to know God didn't die. Amen. In Jeffersonville. Oh, praise God. God's not dead. God is still the same. Amen. Somebody say amen. We don't have to go to Jeffersonville, amen, to see the prophet. He's gone. He's gone. Oh, yeah. Our prophet is gone. He's in that dimension. And they without us cannot be made perfect. Oh, praise God. But when God began to tell Moses, Moses, bring them to this mountain. And God said, oh, I can imagine Moses saying, okay, God. And God began to speak. I can imagine that thunder, that lightning, man. God began to speak to Moses and say, Moses, take them to Mount Sinai. But Moses, I'm going to bring the law. I'm going to bring the law down. See, without a law, there's no sin. They don't know where to stop. They don't know when to go. So I'm going to bring the law down. Oh, my God. Somebody say amen. Somebody say, well, I thank God I'm not on the law. Amen. But by grace that we are saved. God didn't come to take away the law, but He said, I come to magnify the law. Somebody say amen. So when Moses began to bring the children to this huge mountain, oh, my goodness. A mountain. You know, I love mountains. I remember the first time about 30 years ago, my wife and I, the first time we went up to Asheville, went up to Smoky Mountain. Oh, my, it was amazing. Riding down the road. I forget it. I don't know if it was on I-20. But, amen, you could see the mountain. I said, my God. I told my wife, I said, look at this. And it's beautiful. Just to know that no man, no construction company carved it out with a bulldozer. It was all by the breath of God. It was all by the spoken word. which is the original sea. And when I saw the mountain, amen, first time in my life, oh, I said, oh, my God, you mean, so we going way up in that mountain? And then realized my ears start getting stopped up. I said, what's going on? My ears getting stopped up. Didn't realize that I was already on top of that mountain. Somebody say, man, sometimes your ears need to get stopped up that you can't hear the devil no more. You so high up in the mountain that you can't even hear what the devil got to say anymore. Oh, I feel like preaching. Do y'all feel like saying amen? That's all right. I'm going to preach anyhow. Amen. But see, when it came to Mount Sinai, God began to tell Moses, say, look, Moses, now set them at the border of the mountain. Just let them sit. But Moses, you tell the elders to go down there and tell none of them to touch the mountain. Why? They can't touch the mountain, God. Because I'm holy. There. They need to be a change. Don't let them touch the mountain. But God, no one touched the mountain. Because if they touch the mountain, they'll be shot through. They'll die instantly. Because I'm coming down on Mount Sinai. Somebody, I could imagine someone might have looked at the mountain where it's all on smoke and the thunder, and somebody cried out and said, oh my, look at the holy mountain. It wasn't the holy mountain. It was the holy God that was ascending. And my thought to this evening is, the Lord himself has descended. Not he shall, but he has descended. That's right. What is the attraction on Mount Sinai? What is the attraction, amen, on the mountain? And when Moses got him before the mountain, and the Bible said, amen, all of a sudden a thick dark cloud began to hover over the mountain. Y'all got to go with me. You got to see the picture. I thought about how they were standing out there and the wind blowing. Amen. And I can imagine they never experienced it before. You know, my mind go back when I saw on YouTube when 9/11, when the Twin Tower was all on smoke. Those folks didn't walk around on their phone and talking to their neighbors. They wasn't texting and talking about something in school. They wasn't talking to their sweetheart. Everybody was in a shock. Everybody was looking, and they couldn't believe it. What is this? Amen. Amen. Those two twin towers was all on smoke. So can you imagine? Oh, man. Amen. Mount Sinai was on smoke. The thunders, the lightning, the earthquake, things shaking. Amen. Then the voice of God began to come down. Amen. Oh, my. Did y'all hear that noise? Yes, Lord. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I just love God. He just come as a confirmation. The people think you're losing your mind, but leave me alone. Leave me alone. My God backing me up. Did y'all just hear him? Huh? Did you just hear him? You heard the thunder? So it's God speaking. You just be quiet and hear the voice of God. Whatever God tells you to do, just be crazy enough and believe God. Amen. God is omnipresent. God is the almighty God. Amen. So when they got to the mountain, God began to come down in thunders. Wind blowing, lightning, the folks begin to back up. And Moses standing there with his garment blowing. I could see his beard as he began to blow. And God began to come down to his mountain and say, Moses, Moses. And I can imagine as Moses began to come up and go up into the mountain. Amen. Oh, my God. And God come down. Woo, my, my. Y'all gonna let me feel good by myself or what? And God come down on Mount Sinai. What I love about God so much, if he did it one time, God loved doing that. God loved coming down on a mountain because mountain is a type of victory. When you're down in the valley, just hold your head up. You're not going to stay down there all the time. Sometimes you're going to be on the top of the mountain. When you're on the top of the mountain, say hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Amen. I'm going to turn this loose. I don't want you. I'm not preaching the sleeping version, so don't go to sleep on me. I'm preaching about Mount Sinai. Is that all right? And that's all right. You know what makes me feel real good? What's your name, brother? What's that said again?
Lincoln.
Lincoln. A young man. How are you, Lincoln? Yes. You say, my God. You say, how can he stop in the middle of his sermon and talk up to Lincoln? Don't tell God how to run his business. A young man. How old you say you are, Lincoln? How old do you say you are? I'm about 57. I'm about 58. You got to work with me. 11 years old. 11 years old. Walked out the first time he ever lay eyes on me. He didn't felt the anointing, brother Chilton. I don't have no anointing. That young boy walked out there, amen, in the rain. I don't know, your mom and dad's in here? Well, you're blessed to have it. Oh, my God. Wait, where the mom and dad at? Oh, brother, no wonder you smile. Where the mama at? Mama ain't here? Oh, my God. You ought to be shouting in that nursery. If I got a Lincoln, no one ought to like you because I love Fords. Lincoln Town Car. I used to love my Lincoln. But little Lincoln walk out there in the rain. I said, what this little boy coming for? I don't have no candy. A little man that age, what he said, Brother Chisholm, I really enjoying your message. He said, I hope to see you again. I said, what? What? And some of the old folk don't say that. You preach your guts out, and they'll tell you, you got a nice necktie. And you preach hard, but a young man could walk out there in the rain, and said, I sure enjoying you. Hope you could come back. And as I ride home, you just don't know. You make an old man feel young again. A young man told me, oh, y'all could do it too. But Lincoln told me it made me feel good going home. Matter of fact, I was able to drive. I could see that little boy walking up. And I said, what did he want? He said, I want to tell you, I really enjoyed that sermon. You enjoyed that sermon? Then he showed me some pictures that he drew what I was preaching. I said, oh, what a mind. But you got the old folk there. They're ready to go home. They ain't interested in nothing no more. See, that's why miracles don't happen no more. People be ready to go home. They be ready to go home, Brother Keith, and watch I Love Lucy and As the World Turn and The Seeker Storm. But let me tell you what, we're not going to watch As I Watch and Who Shot J.R. Huh? Y'all remember them old TV shows? Huh? Somebody said, why are you going over there? You remember no more shows? Amen. Let's leave TV on the outside and let's worship God. Are you hearing me? Let's give the Lord a hand for little Lincoln. Come on, come on, come on. Y'all could do better than that. Come on. Lincoln, that's a blessing. Amen. Amen. A young man filled with zeal of the Lord. That should be an inspiration. It's a shame. The old folk, you know, some old folk, yeah, people, where's the love? Where's the joy? Get excited when you come to church. Get excited, young lady. Get excited. They say, I am the virgin bride of Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. Look at this little beautiful lady here. Amen. Look like the Queen of Sheba. Amen. You ought to be happy to know that you are selected to be here. Do you know there's a lot of little beautiful girls like you are not in church? They're somewhere watching a television. They're somewhere watching some kind of prostitute show. They're watching some kind of cursing. But you're blessed. How old are you? Yes. 10 years old. Sitting in church and pulling. She pulled me there. What do you think I'm there for? Huh? She pulled me. They love the word. Why? Because God is here. See, that's what she is. She's feeling the presence of the Lord. And that's where you got to pull. Are you pulling? You feel his presence? He's all right. Do you know he's here? Huh? He has come down. I want you to picture yourself standing at the mountain. Can you go there with me? You picture. You see the thunder? Can you see Moses? Look at Moses standing there with his garment blowing. Can you get that picture? You see it? What color is his garment? You see?
Red.
That's what he see. What do you see? You got to paint you a picture. Maybe it's polka dot to you, but as long as you see the picture. But I can imagine Moses standing there on that mountain and God come down and the thunder and the lightning. And the people say, oh, no, oh, no, Oh, no. Oh, no. Moses, please. That's too much noise. Our children can't stand that much. He hollers too loud. That was somebody told me one time, said, you holler all the time when you preach. You know what I holler for? Because I want to deaf the devil. I want the devil to know that we are here. Huh? I want to have a big mouth. I wish I had 10,000 tongues. I'll run the devil out. I want the devil to know that I'm here. I want the devil to know that Jesus Christ is the same. I will tell you what. I'm going to need your prayers, because the last time I preached this message, I'm not afraid to say, the last time I preached this message, a herd of demons went back to South Carolina with me. And it seemed like the devil was fighting some of everything. You know why? Because God was moving. God was healing the sick. See, the devil don't care when you preach a sermon and it don't touch the people's heart. But I want this to go down in your heart. Amen. I want somebody to get deliverance. Amen. I want somebody to get those spirits off of them. Are you hearing me? Amen. Because God is down here. God is here in Hickory. Oh my God. Brother Tom, I was at the Branham Tabernacle. I was at the gravesite. Went to visit some years ago. And I was standing there when a man was standing there. And I heard it with my own ear. He said, we're looking for Elijah to be here at any time. I said, oh my God, am I really hearing that? He actually believed? You mean to say somebody down, what's his mind to believe that Brother Branham going to come back and preach a tent revival? I say the devil is a liar. William Branham is gone. But the ministry would fall on the fivefold men and it would preach the revelation of Jesus Christ to the people. Now it was the Holy God. It wasn't the Holy Mountain. But it was the Holy God. Are you hearing me? That come on the mountain. Woo. Praise God. Oh, I just think about a beautiful mountain. You know, I see the mountain up in Nashville. There are some beautiful mountains. The first time I've ever seen it. But I'm telling you what. No offense to you little mountains you got up here. But when I went to Alaska and I saw those beautiful mountains. Oh, my God. I don't want to live there because there's too many mountains. Amen. But it's beautiful. Beautiful country. All those beautiful mountains. There was a lady one time. They went on a church trip. She'd never been nowhere before. Just in our front yard to the grocery store. But this particular time, Brother Keith, she went to the mountain with the church family. And they went to the mountain. She seen all those beautiful mountains. And when she got back, she said, hallelujah, praise God. They said, Mama, what's wrong? She said, "Woo! They got so much land. They got so much land up there, they got it all piled up. Somebody said, Mama, they're not piled up land. Those are mountains. Somebody say amen. Amen. But when God came down on the mountain, Moses began to speak, and Moses went up. And I can't imagine Moses come down with those 10 commandments. I can imagine. Amen. When Moses had those tables of stone, I can imagine when God came down to Moses, or when Moses up in the mountain, when God was giving Moses the law. I can imagine Moses standing there with the tables of stone in his hand. Can you imagine, brother? Brother John, could you imagine having stones in your hand and lightning bolt come down and strike it? What are you going to do with that stone? Hold it there? Y'all, you need to get the picture. Huh? Can you imagine Moses holding stones in his hand and the fire of God, thou shalt not kill. Moses standing there and the fire of God coming out. And God said, thou shalt not commit adultery. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbors. Oh, and God coming out with these commandments. Amen. And Moses come down with the tables of stone in his hand. Amen. As I say, amen. What was it? Amen. How many love? Now, when the trumpet is blown, it has an urgent about it. It's like the herald, the king message coming to the people. He is blowing on a trumpet, and it's an urgent call. The people gather to listen. Israel was always assembled by a sounding of a trumpet. Something important is at hand. Listen to it. But let me tell you what. According to Thessalonians 4:16, the Lord himself shall descend. You know, that happened. That happened in our day. Let me make a little personal. I was 2 years old when a mighty angel descended. See, that was our day. But see, that's history. But see, the Lord has descended. A shout, the voice, a trumpet, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. And what is it? It's the coming of the Lord before the rapture, and it's starting unfolding. And when it came to us, it was the thunders, the voice of God. But when it gets to Israel, it'll be a trumpet. Amen. The same message to gather the people. What put us in place is the voice of God that's echoing through the church ages. Through the last day message to get a bride prepared for the coming of the Lord. Oh, don't you love him tonight? Don't you appreciate him tonight? I thank God I got a ear to hear. I don't know about you. I don't even know where you was at. But I remember, amen, when I started this church, starting a Baptist church. And the Baptist preacher told me, said, the only thing you got to do is just believe. And I shall be saved. Just believe, son. Don't worry about it. Just believe. Then back then, I used to watch so much television. And television will fool you. I used to watch so much television. And Mac Dillinger, amen, he'll shoot this man. And this man out robbed a bank and committed adultery and everything. But when he shot him, as soon as he landed on the ground, bleeding and died. And he get just a little bit of breath. And he said, forgive me. Oh, I believe. Let me tell you what. The devil believed too. Are you hearing me, sister children? The devil believes too. It's more than that. Amen. Amen. But I started from the Baptist. Then we went to Pentecost. Are you going to help me preach? Amen. Don't go to sleep on me, church. I got a long way to go. You got to pull me now. Don't let the devil get on my back. Amen. Keep him away. If you see him, say, shoo him off. Amen. Don't go to sleep on me, but stay awake, please. Let me have your attention. This thing is too good. Amen. Don't go to sleep, amen. I got, 3 hours and a half to go. I'm about 58 years old, and I feel just as good. You know what? I feel good tonight. Sister, I'm blessed. You know what? I'm blessed. Are you blessed? I am too blessed to be distressed. Are you in school? Homeschool. But if you ever walk in the grocery store, and you might see some of your friend. Just tell them, look, girl, I'm so blessed. You say you're blessed. You say, I am so blessed. I'm too blessed to be distressed. Then when you hear that part, you say, I'm above and not beneath. Say, I'm the head and not the tail. I'm just blessed all around. Are you hearing me? Why? Because the Lord has descended. Are you hearing me? I feel like shouting now. Anybody want to shout with me? Anybody want to praise God with me? I feel good tonight. You know why I feel good? You see, I'm not a dead preacher. I want you to get involved. Somebody say, preach like T.D. Jakes. T.D. Jakes can't touch this. T.D. Jakes said, woman, thou loose. I don't believe that, man. Yeah, you're loose. Be up on your husband. Boy, that got quiet. What did... Brother Tom, help me out now. Amen. But let me tell you, did somebody say, I thank God. See, be happy. When you come to church, just be happy. Because the Lord descended. The shout of the king is in the camp. The rapture, amen, is in progress. It's the change. No, the rapture, the changing of our bodies. But the Lord has descended. We are in the rapture. The rapture means to be caught up. Woo! You somebody say, how do a 58-year-old man is so happy? Because I'm caught up. Huh? I'm caught up. Somebody say, why every time he comes, it's hard to keep the camera on him because he's moving all over the place. I want to burn the cameras up. I want to move all over the place. I don't want you to go to sleep. I want to keep you excited because I want you to know that God is here. Are you hearing me? God is here. He has descended. Why I'm so happy, my brother? Because I found out, because when he come down, my name, not only did Moses come down with the Ten Commandments, but our God come down in our day. He put one foot on land and the other foot on the sea, and he cried with a loud voice. And when he cried, church, amen, seven thunders uttered their voices. See, that don't sound a lot of people. You say that, they didn't look at you like, man, you're talking my message. You're calling my name. Are you hearing me? I'm excited, amen. So those angels come down. That mighty angel come down. No, did he come down, bless the Lord. I'm just moving real fast because I want to keep your attention. Not only did the angel come down with tables of stone. See, Moses got upset. When Moses come down, they were down there partying and having a good time. And Moses took the tables of stone and he broke it up. And the guard showed right there the Levitical priesthood was over. Are you hearing me? Jesus Christ is our priest. Do you understand me? Amen. But when Moses came down, amen, with the tables of stone, oh my God, but God in this same time, God said, look, this is so important. Oh, my brother. God said, now look, Moses come down, but he said, this time I'm coming down. Ooh, let me hold this right here. Are y'all with me? God said, this time I'm not coming down with tables of stone, but this time I'm not going to send Gabriel. Gabriel was a messenger to the Jews. And he said, I'm not going to send wormwood. Wormwood, you hold back. You're not coming down. Let me go down this time. Because wormwood, when you came, you brought a massive flood. But I'm coming down myself. Not only when I come down, I'm coming down with a book in my hand. Ooh-wee. Mama, let me tell you, when he come down with his book in his hand, my name was on that book. Mama, y'all, you hearing me? My name was on that book. Ooh. And you mean to say, you think I'm going to sit up in the church and drive like a plum? That devil is a liar. Somebody need to tell the devil, you are a liar. I don't know why people listen to the devil. Every time he opens his mouth, he lies. You know what? Let me get a little personal. If the devil were preaching, I wouldn't even amen. If the devil was preaching his mess, I wouldn't even amen him. You know why? Because he's a liar. He's going to twist it some kind of way. I know that don't sound good, but I'm trying to tell you, every time the devil speaks, he lied. You say, Brother Chilton, get a little personal. What about when he was in heaven, when he would say, I will be like the Most High. I would exalt my throne above the stars of God. And the angels say, look at him. Boy, look at Lucifer throwing it out. Lucifer said, I'll be like the Most High. Was he lying or was he telling the truth? He's a liar. And every time he tell you, he's nothing but a liar. But our God has come down. And when he come down with a book in his hand. It wasn't a literary book, but it was a John was seeing it in symbols. Somebody say amen. But what he had was the mind of God. Amen. And what happened, church? I've looked over John's shoulder and I saw my name in the book. Are you happy about it? You mean to tell me who the richest person in here? You? Who raised it? You raise your hand, brother? I'm just getting your attention. Oh, my God. Let me tell you what. If I told you before, if someone would call me to the bank, so Brother Chilton, I know you got to go to work. You either go to work or come by the bank. Because somehow we've been led that your name is on a check. Name on the check. Yeah, we got $5 million for you. You think I go in late? Oh, come on. Huh? You think I go in late? Do you think I tell him I won't even call him? I won't even go to work. Amen. I go to the bank. And when I go to the bank, I'll go in there. I'll whistle. I might just cut me a rug. What I'm trying to say, you ought to be happy in this hour because the Lord descended. Yes, sir. We ought to be so happy leading song service. You're talking about the king has come. We're not talking about a dead God that's in the grave. We're not worshiping Buddha. We're not worshiping Allah. But we are worshiping a true and a living God. And he has risen. How do you know he's risen? Because he's in my heart. I can't love people. I can't love people. How are you going to love your enemy? You know why I love my enemy for? Because the Lord has descended. You know, I forgive those that persecute me and sow evil against me because the Lord has descended. You ever get to a place, brother, you ever get to a place, somebody do you so wrong, you and your wife talk about it in bed, tomorrow, I'm going to go up to him. I'm going to get this straight. I had enough. That's you talking. But wait till he get a hold of you. Tomorrow, I'm going to get him straight. And as soon as you walk up to him, you say, let me tell you what. Let's go out to lunch tomorrow. Why do you do that? Because the Lord is here. The Lord is present. He's God in our footstep. He's God in our mind. Oh, my God. If it wasn't for the mercy of the Lord, I would be done lost my mind. But I thank God for His grace. I thank God for His mercy because the Lord has come down. Now, the Lord is here right now. When God come down, Brother Brandon said He could go anywhere He want. He said, there ain't no holy man. You know, people love to do that, brother. They try. You know what they love to do? And it makes me almost, well, I be wanting to vomit sometimes. Sometimes ministers, I don't know who they think they are sometimes. Sometimes they think they're the highest pebble on the beach. They walk up like they really did something. Let me tell you what. How you got up there, it was by God. And you're going to get up here like you did something? I can't preach. I'm not the only holy man in here. The preacher, the pastor ain't the only holy man. It's you. The congregation is holy. And what made the congregation holy is that God come down on the holy congregation. I told Brother Donnie Reagan, when all those folks are there, I said, it's the God that come down in the tabernacle. That's what made the people holy. It's the Holy Spirit in their prayer. I tell you what, take the Holy Ghost off you and see what you do. Huh? There'll be more gunslinging and bloodshed. There'll be another Holocaust, or however you say it. There'll be another bloodshed. But I thank God for the King is here. The Lord is here. So whatsoever you desire in your heart, believe. Let you know that the mighty angel had descended with the book in his hand. And let me tell you, Church of the Living God, not only did he descend, my name is in that book by revelation. And the devil knows that I know that he can't do nothing with me. Somebody said, but just be careful, don't talk that lie. I did have a testimony, but I'm not going to testify no more. Because last time I testified, my blood pressure went up so high, so be it. Last time I testified, the devil fought me, so be it. The devil going to fight anyhow. The harder I preach, the more he swing. That's all right. I'm still going to fight the good fight of faith. Why? Because soon and very soon, church, we're going to leave here. You ought to be happy. I'm not going to know. I'm coming on down to a close. But I want you to know that God has descended. And when he come down, he got a book in his hand. And when the mighty angel come down, he took the book and he handed it to the earthly angel. Are you hearing me? And the earthly angel, Revelation 10:7, gave it to what? The bride. John took the book, types the bride. Now, it's no good, brother. It's no good, sister, to have the book and not eat the book. Huh? What good is to have the book? What good is to have the revelation and not digesting the revelation? What good is somebody to preach to you faith and you not exercising faith? What good is to have a Canadian bird and keep it in a cage? You need to exercise your faith. You need to walk out and say, I am a son of God. When troubles come around you, you need to speak to your dollar and tell the devil to go back where he come from. Are you hearing me? Oh, my God. Let me tell you, God is not dead, but he is alive. He's a well God. God is an awesome God. He's ruling and he reigns. See, a lot of people think God dead. God's not dead, but he's alive. He still is in our midst. He's still keeping us. I'm going to ask you something. What's keeping your home together? Huh? What's keeping when Satan is raging in the marriage, shaking home? What's keeping your marriage together, Brother John? What's keeping that? Huh? You say, because I love my wife. That might be good, but it's the Lord. It's the angel of the Lord that is keeping you. I'm sure there's some more Jezebel out there trying to catch you. Are you hearing me? Y'all going to let me preach to you? I'm sure there's some more Jezebel out there, but it's nothing like your wife. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me, Brother Keith? I tell my wife, I say, honey, I love you from the top to the bottom. 35 years and I still love her. You know why I love her so much? Because the Lord has descended. Amen. And you know what? Why I'm so happy, amen? Because I'm going to get a body change. Oh my, somebody told me, say, Brother Chisholm, you and your wife, you just got married. A minister was at my wedding one time. He said, give them 6 months and they won't even be together. You think I got nervous? Huh? My wife and I, October the 15th, it'd be 35 years. And the same minister that prophesied on me, I walked by and saw him in the casket. Don't mess with God. God is an awesome God. I'm here to tell you that God is in our midst. Whatsoever you desire in your heart and believe and don't doubt, God is here. The angel of the Lord is here. Not just in William Brown today, but the same supernatural God is here. See, we're living in an age. The prophet of God said, you're living below your privilege. That was then. But let me tell you what. We need to create world and go live in. Somebody said, brother, children, my faith is weak in that area. I want to tell you, God want to try your patience. God want to try your faith. You got to step out there and say, he is risen. He's alive. I'm going to start speaking to my doubt. I'm going to start speaking to them storm and say, storm, go away. Oh, my God. You need to put your hand where it hurt at the most. You know, I was at Brother Tim Hughes' church preaching a couple weeks ago, and I was just preaching. This brother sitting inside the wall. I didn't realize when I saw him, he kept rubbing his hand as I was preaching. He was amen, and he was rubbing his hand. And I had no idea. He said after service, he was going to get his hand checked. He was going to the emergency room, but I didn't know it. But the angel of the Lord decided to stop by, and I look at him. I said, my brother, Jesus Christ, he you. And let me tell you what, he came in the back and said, Brother Chisholm, time you say that, my hands stop hurting. Let me tell you what, that God didn't die with William Branham, but that God is here. Where is it? He's in the bride. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. Oh my, exercise your weight. Exercise your authority. I'm the bride of Jesus Christ. Tell your high blood pressure, you come on back down. Tell that sugar demon, back up and get off of me. Are you hearing me? Tell the devil, you're a liar, and the blood of Jesus Christ is against you. The Lord had this sin with a book in his hand. It's not a closed book. It's not a closed book, but it's an open book. And it's been revealed to a special class of people. Everybody can't catch this revelation. Prophet of God said, it's impossible for all to believe. Do you know everybody can't catch faith? Faith ain't for everybody. Faith is a revelation. You got to have a revelation, the apostasy of God. You got to know that God is with you. You got to know that you are redeemable. You got to know that your name was on the Lamb Book of Life. I don't care. I heard last night the prophet of God say, if your name not on that Lamb Book of Life, he said, that's just it. Just face it. It'll never be on there. I don't care how much you pray and try to put it on there. But let me tell you, church, my name was on the Lamb Book of Life before the foundation of the world. But I just realized that. Somebody say amen. Somebody said, well, brother, children, oh, my God, I thank God for this message. I said, how long you been saved? I've been saved about 10 years. But if you ever get a revelation, you ain't just got saved 10 years ago. You've been saved before the foundation of the world. But you just start realizing why. Because this is a time of adoption. This is a time of the rising of the sun. You need to speak to your doubt and say, Lord, I'm walking. And I'm trusting in you. I'm trusting in you, God. I'm trusting, church. I don't know. This never happened to me before. But God is going to change these five bodies. I ain't going to have too much changing. Too much changing. But I'm going to be changed from mortal to immortality. See, people, brother, people think that's a fairy tale. But I believe that. I believe one day, If the Lord come, my wife and I believe one morning we might just wake up. Brother, can I imagine? If he did it for Abraham, I could imagine I'm laying in the bed. You know, when you're getting old and feeble, it takes you a couple seconds to turn over. Anybody know what I'm talking about? It's the first you got to think about it. Then you got to put your body into gear. But all of a sudden, you notice you just turn over. You not got a body change. Then you look at your wife. Her hair just as black as a raven. Oh, my God. You can't. Oh, my. Are y'all seeing this with me? Are you seeing? You think it's a fairy tale. But you look at your wife, and you jump out the bed. And I say, Gloria. And Gloria jump up. She ain't got to get up real slow. She just jump up and say, Isaiah, this is where I met you 35 years ago. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to say, hallelujah. We're going to praise God. Oh, my God. Somebody say amen. I'm going to go outside and I'm going to shout and I'm going to praise God. You know why? Because 30 to 40 days, I'm going to be caught up with the saint and I'm going to be with no more sickness, no more pain, no more aggravation, no more heartbroken, no more high blood pressure. I'll be with the Lord. No more church going, no more going to work. Woo, Jesus. Can you imagine that, baby? Huh? Beautiful little lady like you. We live in a body that's sin cursed. Gonna get old, hair get gray, teeth fall out. Get you a set of glasses. But let me tell you what, we're going to a place. We're going to a place. We don't have to wear these glasses no more. We don't have to put our dentures in a jar somewhere. Somebody, y'all gonna let me preach or what? Amen. Amen. Brother Keith, you don't mind me saying, I don't know how you was when your wife first met you. Your hair might have just laying there. You might have said, honey, I'm alive and well. Y'all, you hear me? I could imagine Brother Keith up there playing that piano with that long hair. Oh, my God. Brother Keith. And my, I could see his wife say, oh, look at my husband. Why? Because the Lord is here. He's ready to do explore. Any moment, he can start changing bodies. Ooh, ooh, ooh. It might be, hey, any moment, God will start changing bodies. Yeah, you don't have to. Let me tell you what. Look, stop worrying yourself. Stop worrying yourself. All on the treadmill. You're trying to lose weight. What good is that? You're going back to eat again? Sit right in the bed eating the potato chips. What good is that going to be? Amen. Just be who you are. And some of us trying to lose weight. Yeah, pardon me. Mama's large, daddy large. Amen. Don't worry about it. I told my wife when I first met her, amen. I said, honey, I don't care if you wear 200 pounds. That is more woman to love. See, a lot of people, and their wives start gaining weight or this happened. Let me tell you what, I'm in for this thing for a long term. Are you hearing me? When I go to the airport, I get a long term because I don't know when I'm coming back. So when I marry my wife, I'm looking for this thing to be from death do we part. We might go through this and that, amen, but I still love that woman that God gave to me. Somebody say amen. Sometimes I look at her when I come home. I look at her and I say, girl, you know what? Ooh-wee. I said, I just love you. What making me do that? The Lord has descended. What's going to make a man 35 years still love his wife and more? Isn't that Jesus? Huh? What make me love my wife so much? Brother Keith, sometimes I told her, I said, honey, I'm going to buy you a nice dress. I said, where do you want to go? Where do you want to go? I said, look, I could take you to one of the nicest stores that you want. I want to dress you in royalty. I said, no offense. I said, we're not going to Kmart to get no dresses. We're not going to Walmart, but I'm going to get you a nice. Why? Because you are special. You're my wife. You're my wife. When I first met her, you were nothing that I won't get for her. Huh? Nothing. But I remember by the time I'm closing. My God, I got to drive a long way. But I remember when I first met her. Oh, my, we just talked. Just talk. Talk. Just talk about nothing. Just talk. Just repeat ourselves. But we just talk. But I remember, amen, I wanted to go and see her. Bless the Lord. And I was working at the college to get paid every 2 weeks. And I couldn't afford to go. But I just got enough gas in my car just to get there. I ain't worried how I'm going to get back. I just wanted to see her. And what about you with the Lord Jesus Christ? It's worth it all. It's worth all the frustration. It's worth all that. But let me tell you what. I back then and still live. But sometimes I wonder, did I lose my first love? Not what she asked you to do, son. Why didn't you do it? Sometimes I come home and she passed by 50-something store. And when I get home, coming along, she's home. And she said, honey, where you at? Well, you stopped by the store. I said, myself. Then you passed by a store. But see, when I first met her, I didn't ask her none of those things. Wherever she said stop, I just stopped. But sometimes I wonder what happened to our love sometimes. So we got what we want. Now we want to be relaxed. And that's how it is about the Holy Ghost. You feel the presence of the Lord when you first felt it. Oh, you just pull. But right now, sometimes you just get relaxed. No, don't get relaxed. Don't stay out of church. Amen. Don't get relaxed. Keep moving. That way the devil don't know which way you at. But let me tell you what. Be excited. I'm going to leave you these words right here. Be excited. Be excited. Next time I see you, be excited. Let's go to another level. Let the devil know we're coming to take over. You're not a dead church, but you're a church that is alive. You're a church that is a well. You're a church that has been trained by the Holy Spirit. You're a church that you are the invisible army. You're the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because the Lord had descended with the book in his hand. And brother, when he come down, he revealed who I am. And how did I know my name? By revelation. The bishop didn't tell me. My mama didn't tell me. But it had been revealed to me that I am a son of God. But Tom, I'm a son of God. Brother Brown said, sons of God made to rule. Are you hearing me? You need to start ruling on your job. Are you hearing me? But you understand, let me make that clear. I don't want you going on the job and tell the boss, man, look, I'm taking over this place. You're gonna be on the first layoff. But when you rule, you work. You know, the Bible let us know that we'll rule and we'll reign with him on this earth. But there is a ruling now that is going on. You can work behind the scene. You can talk to the master and watch that God does things supernaturally. Because he's still the same. You can walk on a job. Somebody bothering you a lot. You just talk to the Lord. You don't have to say nothing. Just speak in a soft voice and say, oh God, take care of it. And watch God, because he's still the same. Do you love him? Do you just appreciate him? The Lord has descended. He's not coming. He's here. We are getting ready to leave. Are you here? We're going to meet him in the air with his corporate body. And we're going to crown him Lord of Lords and King of Kings. And I can imagine, mama, I just look at him for 1,000 years. I can imagine, mama, when we get there, I go see Peter and Paul and Andrew and Bartholomew. Amen. Then I go sit with William Branham. And I said, Brother Branham, I thank God for you. You was that seven angel messenger to the church in Laodicea. But I thank God for you moving out of the way and let the mighty angel come down and open the book. And after all that, when it's all over, I said, I want to see my Jesus. The one who died for me. That one who kept me. And if it wasn't for the mercy of the good Lord, I've been lost in my mind. Ain't no way. There's no way I could keep the peace in my mind. You say, Brother Chilton, how can you keep peace? Why are you so happy? Let me tell you, it's not me. The prophet Isaiah said, thou would keep him in perfect peace. Somebody asked me, why you stay stirred up all the time? My son used to laugh at me. Everywhere I go, I carry a book. I carry a message book. I carry a Bible. If I go in the restroom, I carry a book. Why? Because I want my mind to be loaded up with the word. So we need, amen, when the devil comes, I have something to fight the devil with. Are you hearing me? When the enemy comes in like a flood, then I can say, Satan, you are a liar. And with his stripes, I am healed. I'm blessed tonight. You are blessed tonight to know that we are living in one of the greatest ages of all time. You ought to be happy. Husband, wife, you ought to be happy. The devil is fighting marriage. But let me tell you what, God is more than able. God is more than able. Musician, will you come? Amen. The Lord has descended. He is here. The presence of the Lord is here. Whatsoever you desire in your heart and believe, he's alive and well. How many of you know that he's alive and well? Thank God that he come. Thank God that he come down on Sunset Mountain. Thank God the angel of the Lord, Christ himself, no other than it could be. He's the one who revealed the word. He's the one that revealed my name. And I thank God for it. And I'm happy in the Lord. Are you happy? I don't know about you, but I can't wait till the doors, the church open. I don't know what service, y'all next service, but you'll be all excited when you come in the house of the Lord. I won't even let a dull moment come around me. When old devil come around me, try to make me dull, I said, devil, you might well go to another church, because you ain't going to get this church. I said, I've been bought by pride. I am too blessed to be distressed. Do you love him? My God. Give me the key of F. Hallelujah. Can you just sing with me? Can we all stand and we're going to sing this song? Wonderful, wonderful Jesus is to me. Do we know that song? Let's sing it. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, he counselor. mighty God is He, saving me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer. Oh, my heart, sing today, sing of joy and gladness. Jesus, say, satisfy, banish all my guilt is gone, peace is mine. He's just like a river, Jesus. A mighty Jew deliver. Everybody sing. Oh, He's wonderful. The mighty angel has descended. Mighty God is He. Oh, He saved me from all sin and shame. Wonderful. Oh, a slave, now free. Now the sin of the past has all. Now my name is scribed on the book. Everybody say, oh, Jesus. Well, He's the Counselor. Mighty God is He. Oh, wonderful. Let's sing that verse again. I was once a slave, but now I'm free, free from. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Book of heaven, wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. He's the Counselor, the Prince of Peace, mighty God is He, saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise Him. One more. Oh, wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. He's the Counselor, the Prince of Peace, mighty God is He, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. Oh, my heart sings today, sings for joy and gladness. Jesus saves, satisfies, banishes my sadness. Guilt is gone, peace is mine. Peace like to a river. Jesus is wonderful, mighty to deliver. Wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is He. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name.
My sins are gone. You ask me why I'm happy.
You ask me why I'm happy, so I'll just tell you why. Because my sins are gone. And when I meet the scoffers who ask me where they are, yes, I say my sins are gone. Well, they are underneath the blood on the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn. They're in the sea of God's forgiveness. It's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone. What's that? Thank you.
when Satan comes to tempt me and he tries to make me doubt. I say, my sins are gone. Well, you got me into trouble, but Jesus got me out. Amen? I'm glad my sins are gone. Well, they are underneath the blood on the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn. They're in the sea. God's forgetfulness is good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone. Well, I'm living now for Jesus, and I'm happy night and day, because my sins are gone. Well, my soul is filled with music. With all my heart I sing, I know my sins are gone. Where they are underneath the blood on the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn. In the sea, God's forgetfulness is good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone. Let's sing the third verse again. When Satan comes to tempt me, amen, he tries to make me doubt, I say my sins are gone, amen. When Satan comes to tempt me and he tries to make me doubt, I say, amen, my sins are gone. Well, you got me into trouble, but Jesus got me out, amen. I'm glad my sins are gone. Well, they are underneath the blood, the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn. In the sea, God's forgetfulness is good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone. One more time. Well, there underneath the blood on the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn. In the sea, God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone. Amen. Aren't you glad your sins are gone? Amen. So glad he has descended. Amen. Amen. Enjoyed that? I enjoyed today. I felt like we had a great service today. Both services, we really, Brother Chisholm, we all really appreciate you, not just Lincoln. We all really appreciate you. And we want to remember Brother Chisholm and his family in prayer. They got a long way to drive home tonight. And then Brother Chisholm gets up really, really, really early, 3:30, something like that in the morning. So we want to remember him in prayer as he's going to go home tonight and then get up and go to work tomorrow. So we want to remember him in prayer. We're going to ask Brother Anwar. Brother Anwar, if you could come and dismiss the service in a word of prayer. We also want to remember our pastor. Remember him in prayer. And Brother Fulcher, who's going for surgery on Tuesday. Amen.
Let's pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, it was such a privilege to spend this wonderful day in the great fellowship, Lord Jesus, around the world, Lord. And thank you for speaking with your people, Lord Jesus, and using your servant with the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all the wonderful Holy Spirit atmosphere, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, ask your blessing upon each and everyone standing here and listening by the way of internet, Lord Jesus. As we depart, Lord Jesus, may we be in more strength of the Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus, as we go home. And take this word with us, Lord Jesus, telling Satan that he is defeated already. And live a victorious life, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, bless each and everyone, Lord Jesus. Bless Brother Barry and his family and all the prayer requests that brought in front of you, Lord Jesus. We ask once again that give the healing touch to each and everyone, Lord Jesus. And those who are traveling, bring them home safe, Lord Jesus. Especially, Lord Jesus, we ask your blessings upon our precious brother Chisholm, Lord Jesus, and his wife and daughter, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, as they are traveling towards their home, Lord Jesus, go with them, Lord Jesus. Protect them and give him strength that he may be able to take this mighty word to so many people that are in need, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, ask your blessing once again upon each and everyone. Bring us back with the power and strength of the Holy Spirit. We ask everything in your precious, mighty Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God.
That's perfect song.
I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. But sometimes I wonder what he can do through me. Well, no great success to show, no glory on my own. Yet in my weakness he is there to let me know. Is perfect when our strength is gone. He'll carry us when we cannot carry on. Raised in his power, the weak become strong. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. We can only know the power that he holds when we truly see how deep our weakness goes. Begin when ours comes to an end. Yes, he hears our humble cry and proves again his strength is perfect when our strength is gone. He'll carry us when we cannot carry on. Oh, raised in his power, the weak become strong. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect.
Let's keep singing that. You're dismissed.
His strength is perfect when our strength is gone.